I'm Dave Wingert, having a great time visiting with Josh Groban. Josh, you're what, 21 now?
21, yeah.
Still live at home?
I do live at home, although I'm moving out in a month.
Oh!
Yeah, oh, big deal. Big deal for me, yeah. Because I've been mama's boy for the last 21 years, so I got to get out of there.
So what are we getting, a mansion in Beverly Hills?
Not a mansion quite yet, no, but I've made some money, so I'm gonna go find a nice place that I can stay for a little while.
I remember the Ally McBeal episode that I first saw you on, and my memory is vague. It was the one you either sang "You're Still You" or "To Where You Are."
The Christmas episode?
You sang at a funeral.
That was the Christmas episode that David Kelly wrote as a tribute to September 11th, and I sang "To Where You Are."
That's right. And I remember as the show's credits were rolling, I dashed upstairs to my computer, my Hewlett-Packard, and logged on to Josh Groban. Josh Groban.
Uh-huh.
Who is this guy?
Yeah.
Came to the radio station the next day and said, "Did you see that guy on Ally McBeal last night?"
Oh, my God.
What an impressive debut.
Oh, thanks. It was an honor to be asked to do such an important episode. And I guess you're one of the people that went on the Internet. We found out right away that the place that everybody went after I was on TV was the Internet. And the website just became overflowed with emails and things like that, so we just started designing a website.
And I think what's so interesting to me is, my reaction was, I'm sure you hear this all the time, your face doesn't match your voice.
I get that a lot. In fact, you know, for the first episode I did on Ally McBeal, the season finale a couple of years ago, it was, my credit was kind of put in with three other people, and I was saying to my manager Brian, I've been getting people saying, you know, your face doesn't look like your voice. I don't think people are going to think that I was actually singing. You know, are you sure people aren't going to? And he goes, "No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. They'll all know. And sure enough, like in every interview I did, people were saying, "Oh, people want to interview you about Ally McBeal," and I'd get the question, "Who was singing your part?" I think I said
that. Here.
Top 40 for a year, and so it's three.
To Where You Are. Personally, I find that the song "You're Still You" is pretty magical.
Oh, thanks so much. That was it was written by Ennio Morricone, and the lyrics were written by Linda Thompson. And yeah, it's just it's a wonderful story, and it's a wonderful lyric for everybody.